that the British would take whatever steps necessary to make certain that they would have access to Confederate cotton, including breaking the Union blockade of the Confederate coastline. And thus, in the Confederate scenario, if everything went perfectly, Britain would step in, break the blockade, so alienate the North that the North would feel compelled to go to war with Britain, and so you would have the best of all worlds. Cotton flowing to England, money coming back to the Confederacy from the sale of that cotton, and the United States and Great Britain at war because the Royal Navy had broken the blockade. The Confederacy didn't wait for the Union blockade to cut cotton off from Great Britain. It pursued an embargo of cotton shipments to Britain in the hope of drastically reducing British stockpiles more quickly. Now, this was not an official Confederate embargo. The Confederate Congress, the Jefferson Davis administration, didn't say, "We will not ship any cotton to England." However, it was understood that that would be a good policy, and it was carried out by local committees of public safety in seaports across the Confederacy, which did not allow cotton to ship out. Much of the 1861 crop, in fact, was burned in an effort to produce a faster shortage in Great Britain. But the Confederates didn't count on a couple of factors. One was that the 1860 crop, which had been a very large one, had already been shipped. And And Britain had stockpiles on hand from the late antebellum years. So there's a little bit of a cushion for the British here. But having said that, the shortage of cotton did come. And in 1862, because the Confederacy was not shipping cotton, Britain imported only about 1% as much southern cotton as it had imported in the last antebellum shipment. So it is effective in that sense. The Confederates do stop the flow of cotton. But it didn't really work for a number of reasons. One thing I've already mentioned, bumper crops from the late 1850s had left Great Britain with a surplus at the outset of the Civil War. It wasn't until the second half of 1862 that a pinch began to be felt in Britain and in France. Once the pinch did begin, though, there was real hardship in the British textile industry. This came in the late summer and fall of 1862. Thousands of British workers were thrown out of their jobs as the shortage of cotton took hold. There has been, over the years, a debate about whether there was a clear division in Britain in sentiment about the American War. An old view was that the aristocrats and those with more property and so forth tended to favor the Confederacy, and the workers, who were more likely to be abolitionists, according to the old formulation, tended to favor the Union. Even workers thrown out of their jobs because of this shortage of cotton, some historians have argued, tended to favor the North. It's really much more complicated than that. There were people of all classes who supported both the North and the South. But many of these workers who were thrown out of their jobs in the summer and fall of 62 desperately wanted cotton to begin flowing back to England so they would have their old means of livelihood back. That was the high point of effectiveness for the King Cotton Diplomacy, summer and fall of 1862. It's also just about the time that Lee is having his string of victories, as we'll see in a minute. These things are happening at the same time, the 7 days, Manassas. But the strategy was doomed in the long term. First of all, Britain developed alternate sources of cotton. By 1864, British imports had reached 75% of their antebellum average. Most of the new cotton coming from India and Egypt. Now, initially, the Indian and Egyptian cotton was poorer quality than the southern cotton, but it was good enough to feed the looms in Great Britain. There was also an increasing volume of American cotton coming into Britain from ports controlled by the United States military as the war went on. Some cotton would come out of ports that the U.S. controlled. Another factor was that although textiles were hurting in Britain, the American War gave a boost to other segments of the economy that created new jobs. Most prominent here were shipbuilding, iron, and munitions. So that helped make up some of that problem. Also, wool and linen production increased in Great Britain, also helping to take up the slack in cotton production. Increased production in these other areas provided jobs for many of those put out of work due to the cotton shortage, and in the end, King Cotton diplomacy proved to be an abject failure for the Confederacy. It was a gamble. They thought they knew what the economic situation was, and they simply miscalculated.